Here's the essential summary for Tech Corridor Suburbs, where Boston's 200K, 300K dual-income professionals actually live. The bottom line, Lexington, Winchester, Concord, and Sudbury, 212K, 235K median income, are dual-income professional territory. Tech plus healthcare, finance plus law, consulting plus education, elite schools, Doc 5-11 statewide, 25 to 40 LM in Boston commutes, walkability varies dramatically. Choose Lexington for maximum school prestige, accept tutoring culture, Winchester for walkability, plus character, Concord for history, plus nature, Sudbury for 45% cost savings. Who needs this? Dual-income professionals earning 200K, 400K combined, families with both partners working in Boston, tech, shosh, finance, shosh, healthcare, buyers prioritizing elite schools, plus career proximity, households converting W-2 income to 1.254 Mahler's home equity over 10-15 years. Key insights. Number one, all four towns, 210K, 235K median income, a dual career professional territory. Number two, Lexington number four per capita income, but requires $100 HR tutoring to stay competitive. Number three, Winchester unique, walkability, score 58, plus two commuter rail stops, plus as town character number four. Concord, 53.9%, five-year appreciation, highest in group, or historical premium pricing in number five. Sudbury, 1.2 Mahler's homes, or 45% savings versus Lexington for similar school quality, Tower 11 versus number 5, Tower 7. What to do next? Map both careers to Boston. If both partners commute daily, Winchester wins, commuter rail plus walkability. If schools and convenience, Lexington delivers, except tutoring costs. If history culture matter, Concord justifies premium. If value optimization, Sudbury offers elite schools at compressed pricing.